Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about RebateJet.com. What is RebateJet? Well, it's a piece of software that I created that will help Amazon sellers get their products noticed. You can launch with promo codes, rebates. Not only that, but you can list your product for free on the RebateJet third-party marketplace. You don't pay a single penny unless you make a sale. And when you do, it's only a $1 flat fee per product. Try it today, RebateJet.com.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott with myself, because Amy's not here today, but we have a really special guest today. Mina's back, Mina Elias. He's back again. This is round two fight. He's back. Upped his game on the Amazon front. I know he's starting to dabble into some consulting and stuff now, right?
Yeah. I used to always do that. Not really. I don't want to exchange time for money. So I'm doing other things though, but I do consult. Yeah. Here and there.
All right. Gotcha. Cool. So if people don't know who you are yet, we always like to ask this, kind of give us a little bit of background on yourself. Maybe where you're from, where you grew up, where you live now, kind of your journey up to where you are now.
Nice. Okay. I'll keep it super short. So my name is Mina Elias, AKA the Egyptian Prescription. I was born in Egypt and moved to Dubai when I was two, grew up there till I was 18, moved to America to go to college, got my bachelor's in chemical engineering and chemistry, got my master's in industrial engineering, worked in the industry for 5 years, new product development for surgical devices, project management for mechanical construction, chemical safety, many different things. Eventually got sick of it because I felt like I was a slave. And even though I was kind of, going up the corporate ladder, that was my whole kind of, that was my goal, work up, become the boss. And then the boss brought me in and said, do you want to become the boss? And then I said, yeah, of course. And then I kind of was driving home and realized that becoming the boss was at a company is the worst thing ever, because you're going to show up before everyone and then leave after everyone. And I was anyways waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and my day was nonstop, wouldn't go home till 9:30 p.m. after MMA and everything. So I was like, this is not a life I want to live. And I can't even get married, have kids, anything like that, if this is my life. So started a supplement business. I've always been passionate about supplements ever since I was a kid. I always tell the story. My mom used to go to the mall. I used to come with her, and I tell her, leave me a GNC. And I would stand at GNC for two hours, literally studying every single supplement, an addiction. And my cabinet, my supplement cabinet proves that. So, started the supplement business, had no idea what to do or how to even sell it. I was just going to kind of sell it on in gyms and stuff like that. But I set up the business and everything. I mixed the ingredients myself, got a few samples going. And then when I gave it to a friends, didn't tell them that was my company. And when they said it was good, I said, okay, I'm going to, everything is good. Let me incorporate. I incorporated my business, posted about it. And then someone said, hey, come to this MMA event, showcase your products. Went there. People kept asking me, where can I buy it? And that's how I got into Amazon, is I lied to everyone and I said, it's going to be on Amazon soon. So ever since then, deep dove into Amazon and got better and better and better, and just a lot of spending money, taking action, not spending money, but reinvesting money into education, AKA, wasted PPC spend, but not wasted because I learned a lot. And then just kept growing and growing and growing. And now I have multiple supplement brands. The newest one is Neuro. It's a nootropic coffee alternative for people like us, where you can get a long-lasting, sustained energy from natural ingredients, boost your focus from medicinal mushrooms like lion's mane and cordyceps and stuff like that. Has adaptogens, so it helps your adrenal glands, lowers stress and cortisol, things like that. And, just has a lot of good ingredients in it. So a coffee alternative, not a replacement, just if you, instead of having so much coffee, you could have this, which is just as good. I don't want to drink coffee because I get addicted pretty quickly to coffee. I have it once a week on Saturdays. So that's my guilty pleasure. But yeah, so that's what I do now. I'm working on, building my A team. I have 5 people on my team right now. They're killers, and I want more and better systems, and then, continue growing Hydrolyte. Can you see this? Continue growing my main supplement brand, which is, supplements for peak performance athletes like myself. I'm an MMA fighter. And then also continue like growing other brands. And I love supplement brands. So I'm always going to stay in the supplement space and, maybe invest in supplement brands or just keep building new brands based on needs that I see in the market. I think the supplement game is incredibly tarnished. A lot of bad things. FYI to everyone, any supplement that you buy, no one regulates it. So the FDA doesn't regulate shit. I can literally take gummy bears, put them in a bottle, send it to Amazon and say that this is elderberry gummies and I just got your money. So that's why be very careful of where you get your supplements. Don't just buy anything. It sucks because, someone should regulate it because for the people who are doing good. But for me, my goal is to make the best supplements out there. I believe I can make the best supplements out there. And I will continue to do so and then make an impact in the supplement world. So that's about me. That's me. So.
All right. Awesome. I love that. One of the things that I think that I see over and over again, and this is what I keep trying to tell people, is some of the most successful people on Amazon are the ones who are super passionate about what they're doing, right? Because if you're not, then now instead of doing the 9-to-5 for your boss, you're doing the 9-to-5 yourself. I've been caught in that. When I first got on Amazon, which I'll date myself, it was like 2012. And, it was just like chasing the latest products and, all those kinds of things that, not really educating myself in terms of 80-20. And there's just so much to learn. And it's a huge disservice that there's still people out there who are, selling the Amazon FBA millionaire, Lambo lifestyle, which is sad because people jump into this thinking it's like this easy thing that they're just going to jump into. And, I got a friend or a buddy who's, selling a ton on Amazon. And, it's sad because there's a lot of people getting in kind of chasing this money that doesn't exist because they don't have the background. Not only that, but it gets harder every year, right? Because, especially since the pandemic, all these giant brands now are like, well, we have to get online now. That's where the business is.
Yeah.
So it's forced those companies to get online. So now when you're talking on Amazon, PPC is getting super, super competitive. Getting a launch out is super competitive. If you're not super, if you don't differentiate really well, the Chinese sellers are going to come in and those guys are working 24/7, 365. They're crunching data. They got a team of people just doing keyword research. And I mean, it's like David versus Goliath. If you're a mom and pop in the US and you don't get your stuff together. That being said, talk to me about your journey in terms of, differentiating yourself and then also kind of hedging your bets towards, some larger competitors like, Gatorade being like, oh, we can spin off something just like this and rebrand it. And, now we've got this, oh, we can compete with this guy. He's only got 5 employees. So I'd love to know how, being a small business, how you stay agile, what you do in order to, combat these large brands.
Yeah. So, first of all, the large brands are not as hungry as I am. So I got that going for me. The way that I differentiated myself was with Hydrolyte, for example, and I'll talk even about Neuro too. So just so you guys can kind of start getting the pattern of this. So I always start with what's a problem, and I create a solution to that problem that is better than everyone else's solution. And I make sure that there is demand for that solution. So with Hydrolyte, I was a competitive, endurance athlete. You don't have to be a competitive athlete, but you can be just, someone who sweats a lot or works out a lot. I was on keto. I needed a lot of electrolytes. I looked online. There was nothing that did not have any sugar. Everything had sugar. The reason is studies have found that your body absorbs electrolytes much, much better when they're combined with sugar. Amazing. However, there's also studies that show that your body absorbs it equally as well if it's combined with an amino acid. So I said, okay, I'm on keto. I can't do the sugar. I can do the amino acid. And I picked taurine. Taurine is the most performance enhancing amino acid. So I put that in there. I raised the amount of electrolytes significantly. Most companies just have a little bit in there. Why? Well, because it does not taste that good. Okay. So it took me a long, long, long time to make something taste good. It's still never going to taste as good as a sugary drink. Let's be real. However, you know, the reason that they put a little bit of electrolytes is they can say, oh, we have electrolytes in here. Why should we pay for more? But I needed a significant amount. Like, your body secretes at least 2,000 milligrams a day of like potassium or sodium. Now, someone who's on keto, you secrete even more. Someone who's sweating and you know, a lot of the gym secretes even more. So I was like, okay, I need something that's higher than everyone else. I looked at the market. Supplements were too expensive. I said, man, this is so expensive. I looked at the raw ingredients. I said, if I combine this myself, it would be way cheaper. And it, you know, and so I said, okay, I want something that people like me can afford. Obviously not now, but people like me when I was just the regular person competing and I didn't want to spend $150 a month on supplements. I still don't spend that much because now I get it all for free. but yeah, I didn't want to spend that much money on supplements. So that's where the whole solution came. Is the problem was I wanted something, no sugar, an electrolyte powder to enhance my performance with high electrolytes, no sugar, and a decent price. And so I created that. And I made sure, you know, are people looking for electrolytes? Yes. Obviously, when I first started, I made sure just by like going around and asking and seeing if they're in stores. But now you have like helium-10 and you can do keyword research and you can see that the keyword volume for like electrolyte powder is like 40, 50,000 searches a month. So with Neuro, very, very similar thing. The problem was Samer, who I'm partnered with on this. Samer is a big Amazon FBA YouTuber. He said, you know, I have this issue with coffee. Like, I drink coffee and it makes me jittery and anxious. If I drink it after 12 p.m., it messes up my sleep. So, and I personally love to drink this something warm and whatever, like in the morning, kind of while I'm working. But I don't want to drink coffee because I know it's addicting. So we said, let's create a solution to that problem, which is something that can give you a boost of energy without the spike and crash, something that you don't need to keep drinking cup after cup of, something that won't give you the jitters or the anxiety or whatever, you know. And so we resolved all of those issues in that product and we made it taste really good. We made sure it's all like natural ingredients, nothing crazy. And that's it. It was a solution to a problem. We looked and we made, like this one, the keyword research was a little bit tougher, but we went and looked a lot, and asked a lot of people. And every single person that we talked to said, dude, I would love something like this, because everyone knows that they got a coffee problem and everyone knows that they're drinking too much coffee. So if there's an alternative that is a little bit better for you, you know, why not? And so that's how I stay ahead of my competition, is because I'm like, this is true competition. And this is what Amazon's becoming, like you said, because now everyone's coming on. No longer, like, long gone are the days where you can say, okay, you know, this product is doing good, I'm going to source it from blah, blah, blah. No, stop it. It's done. It's over. This method is dead. The only thing that works is that you actually add value to the customer and you will be paid and compensated exactly directly proportional to how much value you're adding to your customers' lives. So if Hydrolyte gave my customers a little bit of benefit, I would get paid a little bit of money. But if it gives it a lot of benefit, then I would get paid a lot of money. And obviously, I want you to think about the companies that are like really, really killing it with certain products, is because they're adding so much value to people's lives. Now, once you've done that, you have a product, you've differentiated, you are better than everyone else, and people want that product. How do you survive on Amazon? Okay, well, first of all, you have to understand that those big, 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 big brands, because they're managing so much, they don't have the time and the ability to go in and fine tune every single thing. So first of all, there's two halves to it. There's your how much you're converting, like how convertible your listing is, and how many people are seeing your listing. When it comes to how convertible your listing is, look at your unit session percentage. Go to reports, business reports, unit session percentage. At the left side, it says detail page by Child ASIN. Go look at that and you'll see exactly your unit session percentage is your conversion rate. If that's like not at least 20%, that means, you know, you can improve, you can get better, whether that's price, reviews, your listing images, sell the product better, look more professional, all of that stuff. Remember, some people, I see them like skimping out on listing images and they're like, yeah, I got this listing images done for 200. I personally know for a fact I can get my listing images done beautifully for 400, for 250, like 350 if I want to add professional photography on there. Okay, there's literally people out there. You can just walk outside. There's people just starting out their photography career. More than happy, you know, you pay them $100 and they'll take 1,000 shots of your product. You know, there's services out there like nolimitcreatives.com. Jeff is the owner. He's an amazing guy out of Maryland. At $240, and I get my listing images beautiful, beautiful. People are skipping on that, right? They're saving $240, and you don't understand that you can make $240 profit in like 6 hours, you know, like in 6 hours of the day, you can make that kind of profit. So you're talking about listing images that will last a lifetime. Don't skimp on that. Improve your conversion rate. So that's what the big companies are not doing. Big companies, they have a system. They're big. They have SOPs. And maybe someone's going in there. But remember, big companies, they're holistic. So they're on Amazon, they're on Walmart, they're on Jet, they're on this, they're on that, they're in Erewhon, they're in Whole Foods, they're everywhere, and they need to manage all of that stuff. So I want you to think about, like, you know, your life and how much there's so much stuff to manage, and there's certain things that, like, you kind of like let slip through the cracks because you're like, we'll get to it later. So as a small guy, you can afford to go in and make sure that every single one of these things is optimized. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is PPC. Driving traffic to your listing is very important. Again, those big companies have a massive amount of SKUs, massive amount of keywords. Most of them are probably using solutions like software because they have so many SKUs, and you know, it's just not sustainable to do some for them. It's not sustainable to rebuild an entire system. And again, they have Amazon PPC. They have Facebook ads, they have Google ads, Google Shopping ads, they have retargeting on Snapchat, Pinterest, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. Like, they have so much going on that they have to do the 80-20 rule, which is what's driving 80% of our sales. Let's focus on that. Let's put all of our energy into that. And so with you, you only have Amazon PPC, so you can really focus on that, and you can go and look at every single keyword you can launch. You know, for me, I'm launching campaign after the next. Right now, I think I have like 1,400 campaigns for ASINs, for Hydrolite. And so, and it's 10 keywords per campaign, and I'm just launching all of the small, I'm nonstop discovering keywords, and I'm launching campaigns for these keywords. I start with a lower kind of bid, big budget, at like at least $100, maybe like $1.50 bid. And I'm optimizing every single day, you know, not every single day optimizing, every single day I'm looking for new keywords to launch. And even if they're getting 10 searches a month, if I convert one a month, if I do that over 10,000 keywords, that's 10,000 sales. So that's the way I look at it. They're not looking like that. They're like, there's no way I'm going to have an employee spend their time doing that when we have Google ads that need fixing and Google Shopping ads and AdWords and this and that and native ads and so many different things. So that's how you can compete with the big people. That's how I compete with Gatorade, Optimum Nutrition, all these guys. I'm not competing at the big level. I'm not competing on the keyword electrolyte powder where, you know, I have no chance against not that I have no chance, but a lot of the people who are like just general buyers, they're going to be like, oh, Liquid IV, 24,000 reviews, buy. Why would they buy mine? But someone who's writing a natural electrolyte powder for women under 30, you know, maybe 15 people a month are searching that. But I really want to be up there when those 15 people a month search it and I can make that sale. And if I can duplicate that 1,000 times, that's 1,000 sales. So, you know, that's the kind of the way that I go about it.
Yeah, I like that. And a lot of people, don't realize that, you know, there are some advantages to being a smaller company, right? You can be super agile. You can, you know, exactly. To launch a new brand like you did, you probably did it in, you know, 6 months. If Nike wants to launch a new brand, you're talking years, right? Because they do so much research, so much red tape. Whereas as a little guy, you know, you can do lots of little tests, whether it's PPC, whether it's product launches. You know, that's what people don't realize. When I started out, you know, back then it was a lot easier, but you know, I just had a goal to launch a new product every week, which sounds crazy, but you know, back then I was like, pretty much everything I put up would make money. So why wouldn't I try that? And then I would just go up and put it up and then see what worked, see what didn't work. And then, you know, double down on the stuff that was working and kind of let the stuff that wasn't working, die off, just sell out of it. So there's some great points there. What other things are you doing besides, PPC to get the word out on your product? Are you doing, you know, PR stuff? Are you doing influencers? Are you going to live events? I guess that's not too frequent these days, but what are you doing to get the word out?
So a couple of things. The main thing that I'm doing to get the word out is I am going into where my target demographic is. So right now I'm focused on hot yoga gyms, CrossFit gyms, and I'm going into like the Instagrams of the gyms around me. So I told my employee, start with Marina Del Rey. I want you to go Marina Del Rey, Venice, Santa Monica, Malibu, and then Playa Del Rey, El Segundo, and just all of these cities. And I want you to find out get the Instagram of every single CrossFit and hot yoga gym out there. And then I want you to go into the tagged photos and I want you to find the men and women who are really good at taking pictures. I have friends, female friends, especially, who just normal, very normal people. When she takes a picture of me, man, do I look like I like belong on the cover of a magazine, like without doing anything. Like it's crazy, but they know how to like just naturally, like not that they studied the, you know, rule of the 2/3 or whatever. Like it's just like naturally, like they know how to hold the phone and take an incredible picture. And so there's tons of people out there, especially in Los Angeles. And so we go into their account. We like a few pictures. We go, we comment a couple of compliments. And as soon as we get a reply, that means that we can DM them, because if we DM them, it'll show up. It's not going to go to message requests. So we DM them. And the way that I do it is I have a text and I say, it's like a regular standard text that says, hey, my name is Mina. Obviously, like I don't say I'm the owner. I say, hey, my name is Mina. And I work on the social media team for Hydrolite. We noticed that you take really good pictures and we're looking for incredible content creators like yourself. We'd love to send you Hydrolite to try it out. It's a sugar-free electrolyte powder that really helps blah, 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 blah. And if you like it and you're happy, all we ask in return is just to send us some content. That's it. Nothing high maintenance. And so in most of them, I think just last week, we messaged 350 people. About 50% we sent the product to, and about 50% of that so far have sent us images back. So, so this is what I do. I get the content from them. Number one, obviously it helps me on my Instagram, but I don't need 70 pictures on my Instagram. That's like at least like 2 months worth, right? So what I do is I have them post 10 stories every single day and then tag the people. And what that does is if a company posts something that I'm in, like a picture that I took and tags me, what I do is I share that picture. Just click add to story. And once you add to story, everyone sees the name Hydrolite, go Hydrolite. And so I'm getting a lot of brand awareness like that. And it's definitely, this is a slow approach. People might not have the patience to do that, but it's planting a seed. Okay. It is pretty much like you're not going to get the tree. You're not going to get the fruits right now, but I'm planting the seeds and I'm watering them every single day. And with time, I'm going to see the fruits of my labor. And I have that kind of patience. So that's number one. Number two is I sponsored my MMA gym, Black House. That was one of the best decisions I made. Now, obviously, sponsorships are going to be a little bit different depending on what you're selling. But I found a gym that already had an existing photographer and videographer. And so they were already taking pictures and videos. And all I had to do was I say, listen, I'll pay to put my logo on the boards. All I want is a video a month and, content. And I even bought Under Armour shirts, like really good, like fitting, like MMA shirts that I would wear when I train, which I do wear when I train. It says Hydrolite and it has the Black House logo on it, to kind of represent the team. Because obviously I wouldn't want them to wear something that doesn't represent the team. And so from there, I'm literally getting an insane amount of content. And then as people are taking pictures or whatever, you see Hydrolite everywhere. And so it's just brand awareness that's paying off. I think TikTok, a couple other things. articles, I am consistently reaching out to blogs, blog sites, and I'm offering, I have a copywriter and I'm offering to write a guest post on their blog. We do all the content and everything. All that we ask is that we subtly mention our product as a recommended product with a link to Amazon. And sometimes we even offer to insert their affiliate link. Obviously, any blog that knows what they're doing has an Amazon Associates account. We say, here's the async, give us an affiliate link, plug it in here, and whatever commission you make, we'll double it. And so we'll pay you more. And so that's getting us a lot of backlinks and SEO. I just started that recently. So it's been doing all right. Again, nothing is like significantly measurable. I can't say that I have paid that much in commissions. The final thing that I'm experimenting with is TikTok. And I still have not figured that out, but I really do think that TikTokers are, TikTok did a cool thing, right? First of all, you can get a lot of reach, but they allowed people to very effectively become video editors and content creators. So I'm looking for people who are good at TikTok, and I'm willing to send them the product to create content for me. And then I'm also willing to pay people who are athletes or whatever to post that content. So if I find a hot yoga, like a girl from a hot yoga studio, and she like does really good TikToks, I'll say, listen, I'll send you the product. It's really good for hot yoga. Do a TikTok with the product. She's probably going to get 10, 15K views on the video. And then I get a really well-edited, TikTok style video that I can post on my TikTok, but I can also just post on my social media.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.